DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for a look at some of this coming week's radio highlights, starting with Saturday, August 29th. And the drama, I Must Have Loved You, features the songs of Sting, as Jess, singer with a successful band from Newcastle, jettisons her bandmates, manager and family for a chance at stardom in the US of A. Starts at 3 o'clock, Radio 4, Saturday afternoon. Tonight's Royal Albert Hall Prom features the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra in Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. The concert opens with Norwegian composer Torvund's symphonic poem Forest Morning, in which idyllic birdsong is gradually taken over by the sounds of traffic and urban bustle. The concert starts, Radio 3, 7:30 p.m. Archive on 4 revisits the 2021 evacuation of Afghanistan, when Western forces withdrew from the country and the Taliban swept into Kabul. Featuring the personal testimonies of five Afghans who tried to leave, and what happened to the hopes and ambitions of a generation who had believed their country was changing. Archive on 4, evacuation, 8 o'clock, Radio 4, Saturday night. Sunday, August 30th. And in the reunion this week, Kirsty Walk brings together five players in the first ever episode of Casualty, what was to become the world's longest primetime medical drama. 10 o'clock, Radio 4, Sunday morning. The drama on Radio 4 is the second and concluding part of Midnight Cowboy. Glimpsing how good life could be in New York, Joe has to make a choice. The drama is at 3 o'clock on Radio 4, Sunday afternoon. And in Bouncing Off the Walls, a prison soundscape, writer and former prisoner Rick Renton considers the significance of a sound in prison. The jangling of warders' keys, the clanging of doors being shut, and shouting coming from other cells. As a group of former prisoners reflect on the barrage of daily noise, and the former prison officer recalls how she and her colleagues could read the mood of the prison wing just by listening. A powerful insight into the reality of prison. Bouncing Off the Walls, a prison soundscape, 7:15, Radio 4. Let's look at the programmes then that are broadcast each weekday at the same time, same radio station. So Monday to Friday, same time, every day, same radio station. London-born politician Alan Johnson, the Home Secretary under Gordon Brown between 2009 and 2010, tells the story of an English education through the fortunes of a school in Camberwell in South London across 140 years. The secret history of a school, every day, Radio 4 Extra, 9:30 a.m. If You Don't Have to Say Anything, defence barrister Joanna Hardy, Suskind, lifts the lid on the criminal justice system and the people within it, beneath the wigs, behind the uniforms and standing in the dock. 11:45, every day, Monday to Friday, this week, on Radio 4. A quarter of a century after the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Towers in New York, investigative journalist Jane McMullen asks why so many families are still battling for the truth. A 9/11 story, every weekday, on Radio 4, this week, Monday to Friday, 1:45 p.m. Book at Bedtime this week is A Working Mother by Agnes Owen. 10 years after the end of World War II, Betty is married to a troubled veteran with two children. Her secretarial wages keep the lights on and the drink flowing, but Betty craves freedom from domestic responsibilities. 10:45, Book at Bedtime, each night, on Radio 4, Monday to Friday. And Composer of the Week hasn't been forgotten. Unusually, due to the bank holiday, it runs through the week from Tuesday, September 2nd. And this week's subject is Jacques de la Gruyère. Kate Mollison explores the life and music of the Queen of French Baroque music, taking us from the heart of Paris to the golden setting of Louis XIV's court. Radio 4, 4 p.m, Composer of the Week, from Tuesday onwards, on Radio 3. So let's go back to the individual programmes then to listen to through the week, starting with Bank Holiday Monday, August 31st. The Great Crime Mystery examines what lies behind the remarkable 80% fall in crime over the last three decades. Mark Easton visits a project that uses music to engage young people at risk of experiencing violence, which offers them mentorship and guidance. Radio 4, Monday morning, 9 a.m. Radio 3 marks the bank holiday with a pick of six concerts from this year's prom season so far, starting with a prom from July 31st, featuring the Deutsch Killer von Mehrbrennen in works of Haydn and Schumann, followed by the Halle Orchestra with music by Ravel and Rachmaninoff, and it goes on throughout the day. Radio 3's Proms Marathon Monday, 9:30, on Bank Holiday Monday. on Radio 3. And All Kinds of Minds examines what happens when neurodivergent children struggle at school. For some, it can be a place of learning, friendship and support. For others, school can be an overwhelming world of sensory overload, social confusion and anxiety. All Kinds of Mind, 11 a.m, Bank Holiday Monday, Radio 4. Tuesday, September 1st, in History's Secret Heroes, Helena Bonham Carter tells the story of Operation Frankton, when a small team of British commandos are poised to paddle their canoes through freezing waters to sabotage German ships in the port of Bordeaux. History's Secret Heroes, The Cockleshell Heroes, 3 o'clock, Radio 4, Tuesday afternoon. Beryl Cook, artist or entertainer, looks at the life and career of the painter and visits a major exhibition of her work at The Box in Plymouth. With contributions from her son and daughter-in-law, Beryl Cook, artist or entertainer, Radio 4, at 4 p.m. According to figures from the British Medical Association, one doctor takes their own life every 3 weeks. Dr. Lalith Wajiro, a former consultant paediatrician, hears emotional testimonies from the groups of doctors at greatest risk of suicide: GPs, anaesthetists, surgeons and psychiatrists. Medical Emergency, Radio 4, 8 p.m. on Tuesday. And it is Tuesday, so it's followed by In Touch, the latest news for the blind and partially sighted, on Radio 4 with Peter White, 8:40 p.m. Tuesday. Wednesday, September 2nd, from being told to stand in a dustbin at primary school because he struggled to spell, to learning 16 graduate degrees from some of the world's most prestigious universities, Benjamin Bolger is one of academia's most unconventional success stories. Matthew Syed follows Benjamin's path to explore what it really means to pursue knowledge, asking whether an insatiable curiosity and a lifetime of information can add up to genuine wisdom. Tune into Sideways, 9 a.m, Radio 4, Wednesday. Ahead of Saturday's 80th anniversary of the birth of Freddie Mercury, who died in 1991, a chance to hear a programme from 2021, in which journalist and author Sagnam Sagira explored the legendary Queen singer's early life. Mercury, at a choice of times on Radio 4 Extra, Wednesday morning, 10 a.m, 4 p.m, or at midnight on Wednesday. And the thriller Broken Colours continues when aspiring artist Jess is injured during an environmental protest. She's taken to hospital by a kind stranger who soon becomes her boyfriend, but then disappears. 2:15 for Broken Colours on Radio 4. Finally for Wednesday, in the BBC Prom, Kirill Petrenko conducts the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra in Elgar's Enigma Variations and Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. Concert starts 6:30 p.m. on Radio 3. Thursday, September 3rd, and Radio 4 celebrates the British Museum's Bayeux Tapestry Exhibition, with a day of programming dedicated to the Norman Conquest of 1066 and its legacy. So here are a selection of those programmes on Radio 4 throughout Thursday. In What Did the Normans Do for Us?, Katie Razzle and guests explore the impact of the Norman Conquest on British life, from law, land ownership, language and culture. 9 a.m, Radio 4. Edith Swanneck and the Bayeux Tapestry is a dramatisation of the making of the tapestry. A group of nuns in Canterbury are sewing a large-scale embroidery depicting the recent conquest of England, which they are interrupted when they are interrupted by a highly skilled seamstress who wishes to join them in their work. Radio 4 for this drama at 2:15. And Michael Rosen explores the impact of the Norman invasion on the English language in Word of Mouth, How the Normans Changed the Way We Speak. 3:30, Radio 4, Thursday afternoon. Finally, Friday, September 4th, theatre and film director Sir Nicholas Heitner has been responsible for staging some enormous commercial successes, including Miss Saigon, The Madness of King George, Lady in the Van and Mozart's opera The Magic Flute. In an interview with John Wilson, he talks about his formative influences and experiences and discusses what the future looks like for theatre. Tune into This Cultural Life, Radio 4, 11 a.m. on Friday. Limelight, Central Intelligence continues the drama. America is losing faith in Vietnam and President Lyndon B. Johnson faces pressure from every side. 2:15, Friday afternoon, Radio 4. And we round off this week's radio recommendations with Calm Classics. Join Mylene Klass as she offers a selection of relaxing music to ease the way the stresses and strains of the day and the week. 10 p.m, Classic FM, Friday night. That's it. Thank you to Angela for the highlights this week. May I wish you a peaceful, safe and enjoyable one of radio listening.
Hello. Here are the television listings from the main terrestrial channels for the week Saturday the 29th of August until Friday the 4th of September. Chosen for you by Glenys and read by Chris. So, Saturday on BBC One, at 12 noon there's Bargain Hunt, at 2 there's Homes Under the Hammer, followed at 3 by Escape to the Country. Then in the evening, 10 past 7, there's the family comedy film Paddington 2, and at 9:35, Ghosts. And now to BBC Two. At 5 to 12, there's The Great British Sewing Bee, followed at 5 to 1 by Race Against the Tide. In the evening, it's a night of music, starting at 7:30 with Celebrating James Bond at the Proms with the BBC Concert Orchestra and guest singers. This is followed at 9 by Wham! 10 Days in China, the first Western pop group to perform in Communist China in 1985. On ITV, starting at 5 to 3, there's the James Bond film Never Say Never Again with Sean Connery. At 7, we have the second episode of The Voice. At 8:15, you can pit your wits against contestants in the 1% Club. And at 9:30, you can relax with the film Man of Steel, which is about mild-mannered journalist Clark Kent, otherwise known as Superman, pitting his wits against galactic enemies. Also shown on Tuesday at 10:45. On Channel 4 at 7:45, there's 3 episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond, followed at 10 past 9 by Triathlon with Claire Boulding from Dorney Lake in Windsor. At 25 past 4, there's George Clark's Amazing Spaces, where someone's building an eco cabin from 3 supermarket delivery van fridges. At 5:30, Grand Designs follows the building of a Viking hall in Surrey. At 7, we have Sandy Toksvig's Hidden Wonders from Hadrian's Wall. At 8, there's the superhero adventure film Black Panther. And at 10:45, there's Terminator, Dark Fate, with Arnold Schwarzenegger saving the world again. On to Sunday. On BBC One at 12:15, we have Bargain Hunt, followed at 10 past 2 by the film The Croods, A New Age. At 3:15, Zog, the new patient, sees the flying doctor help a rocky giant. And at 3:35, Planet Earth 3. At 4:35, there's Homes Under the Hammer. And at 7, the wildlife photographer Hamza follows African birds of prey. At 9, there's the new series of Vigil in an episode which takes us from the Arctic to Russia to Scotland. On BBC Two, at 11:30 a.m, Levi Root shows us Caribbean Food Made Easy, followed at 12 noon by the epic Ben-Hur with Charlton Heston. At 25 past 3, there's The Big Deal with Steph McGovern. At 25 past 4, there's Fake or Fortune, What Happened Next, following a piano and an Hawaiian guitar. At 25 past 5, there's The Italian Job with Michael Caine and Noel Coward. On now to 8 p.m, when there's a new series, Pilgrimage Road Through the Alps, where celebrities of differing faiths follow the Austrian Camino. At 9, we stay abroad with Rob and Ryland's Passage to India. And at 10, there's the classic epic film, The Godfather. On ITV at 4:30, there's the dinosaur movie Jurassic World. And at 9, we have a new series of Trigger Point, with the bomb squad following a suspicious van through London. On Channel 4, at 7:15 a.m, there's Everybody Loves Raymond, followed at 8:30 by a triple bill of Frasier. At 1, there are 3 episodes of The Simpsons, And at 2:30, there's Our Farm Next Door with Amanda and Clive Owen and their kids. At 3:30, there's the World War II epic film Bridge Over the River Kwai. At 7, we have Gogglebox, followed at 8 by Richard E. Grant's Very Modern Odyssey, where the actor reaches Corfu and Ithaca, the home of Odysseus. At 9, there's 24 Hours in Police Custody, The Ambush. At 10:15, there's the new series of Love Cheats. And at 11:15, Gogglebox. Now to Monday, and first the programmes which show at regular times most days. On BBC One at 11:15, there's Holmes Under the Hammer, and at 7:30, there's EastEnders. On BBC Two, at 2:45, there's Animal Park. On Monday and Tuesday at 3:30, there's Serengeti 3. But at 3:30 on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, there's Dogs in the Wild, followed at 6:30pm by Great British Railway Journeys with Michael Portillo. On ITV at 2, there's Dickinson's Real Deal. At 8, there's Emmerdale. And at 8:30, there's Coronation Street, also at the same times on Sunday. On Channel 4 at 6:30am, there's a triple bill of The King of Queens. At 7:45, there's Everybody Loves Raymond. And at 9:10, there's a triple bill of Frasier. At 11:10, there's Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. At 12:05, there's Find It, Fix It, Flog It. And at 5:00pm, there's Chateau DIY. And now on to Bank Holiday Monday's programmes. On BBC One at 9, there's the second episode of Vigil, and at 11, there's the bittersweet comedy film Four Weddings and a Funeral with a host of stars. On BBC Two at 9, there's Surviving 9/11, marking the 25th anniversary of the devastating attacks on the Twin Towers in New York. And at 10:30, there's Godfather Part Two. On ITV at 9, there's the second episode of exciting series Trigger Point. And at 10:20, there's the blockbuster superhero fantasy Superman Returns. Over on Channel 4 at 7:30pm, there's Kirsty and Phil's Love It or List It, Brilliant Builds. Also on Wednesday at 8pm. At 8, there's new series of Fred's Ultimate Hotels from Marrakesh. At 9, there's 24 Hours in A&E, and at 10, episode 2 of Love Cheats. On Tuesday, on BBC One, there's the next episode of The Great British Sewing Bee, with tasks ranging from a pattern for the Sherlock Holmes deerstalker hat to an outfit inspired by Jane Austen. And at 9, there's Celebrity MasterChef. This is also on tomorrow at the same time and on Friday at 9. On BBC Two, we stay with the culinary theme at 7 with Nigella Missima showing her twists on tiramisu. From 7:30, there are two sea-based programmes with first Race Against the Tide with sand sculptures inspired by the ocean and in danger of being washed away by the tide. And at 8, there's Saving Lives at Sea, about RNLI rescues. At 9, Emergency 24/7 takes us to Southmead Hospital in Bristol. And at 11:05, there's The Godfather, Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone. On ITV at 9, there's The Sugar Daddy Murders, True Crime About Murder for Financial Gain. On Channel 4 at 8, we have The Doghouse from Wood Green. At 9, there's The Jury, 14, and On Trial for Murder. Part 1 of a dramatic retelling of the trial of a 14-year-old and his brother, accused of murdering their stepfather. Part 2 is shown at the same time tomorrow. And at 10, there's the first episode of 9/11, Days That Rocked the World, the documentary marking the 25th anniversary of the Twin Towers. Now on to Wednesday's programmes. BBC One at 8, there's the repair shop beyond the barn. On BBC Two at 8, there's Inside the Factory, exploring the secrets of Walker's Quavers, of which 500 million packs are produced each year. At 9, there's Stolen Babies, a documentary featuring 250,000 unmarried mothers who between 1949 and 1973 had their babies forcibly taken from them. On now to ITV, and at 9 p.m. we have a treat for those fans of crime drama with the next episode of Professor T. And at 10:45, there's WhatsApp Obsession, the murder of Stephanie Henson. Now on to Thursday's programmes. On BBC One at 8 p.m, there's Dragon's Den, with more hopefuls pitching their ideas to the dragons. At 9, there's episode 3 of the new series of Ludwig, the puzzle genius helping the Cambridge police. BBC Two at 7, we have Escape to the Country from East Yorkshire. At 8, there's The Big Deal with Steph McGovern, challenging pairs of would-be art dealers to make the most commission on their deals. And at 9, there's A House Through Time with David Olugoso concluding his chronicle of the inhabitant of an Edinburgh house. On ITV at 9, there's a new series of Long Lost Family, and at 11:15, there's Unbelievable Moments Caught on Camera, astonishing scenes filmed by the public. Channel 4 at 8 has Renovation Rescue from Nottinghamshire. At 9, there's the new series of Taskmaster. At 10, there's Celebrity Gogglebox. And at 11, 24 Hours in Police Custody. And finally, the programmes for Friday, the 4th of September. On BBC One at 9:30, there's Mrs. Brown's Boys. Will a breast enhancement get a proposal for Cathy? Only if Agnes lets him get a word in edgeways. On BBC Two at 9, we have the cosy murder mystery The Marlowe Murder Club, with our trio of amateur sleuths officially brought in to help the police. On ITV at 9, there's the second episode of The Rainmaker, with Rudy and Deck making a crucial discovery about their client. And at 9:45, It'll Be All Right on the Night, uncover more previously unseen outtakes. Channel 4 at 8, there's episode 2 of Jimmy Doherty's Big Bear Rescue, involving a pack of Arctic wolves and two homeless bears. And at 9, there's the start of a new series of Gogglebox. So that's it all for this week's television listings. I hope you find something you enjoy. Goodbye from Chris.
TNF Soundings.